Thursday night. I'm Jake, and he is Riff.
And I'm Riff, and he's Jake.
Yeah. So, it's been like 3 whole days since we did this last.
Yeah. Anything new happen?
No. I put the front struts on my Millennium Falcon.
Ooh. Sweet.
Now it's time to start working on the plating, I guess, or the pleating on the minifigs pants. I played Portal. Portal's really good. Everyone should play Portal. KMD says no hum.
Is that bad?
We usually have a hum. Yeah. you can make up for it by humming and playing with your Tamagotchi on the air. That was very popular last time.
Speaking of. Nope, Tamagotchi's.
What's he doing now?
She's kind of bouncing around the screen, as they are wont to do.
Or dying of morbid obesity.
Actually, no, this one's pretty skinny because I'm trying to acquire skill points in a skill that the school does not provide, so I've been having to overplay the games.
I see. Do you have some specific goal in mind?
I believe the way... I'm trying to, like, see final forms that I haven't seen before, and I think the stats have a lot to do with what forms they evolve into.
I see.
So I believe if you have, like, one particular stat larger than the other two, then there is a different set of forms that it pulls from.
Uh-huh.
When deciding.
There was surprisingly little information on the internet.
Yeah.
About the thing.
It might be just that it's kind of new. I don't know. I've seen some.
Could also be that little kids don't use the internet.
Could be.
Or rather, they do, but little kids only use the internet to meet old men to rape them. They don't they don't so much create documents where they meticulously detail all of the mechanics of a game or device. That's more of a 20-somethings crowd.
Yeah. Not a lot of spading going on.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Although I feel like a lot of the documents on game facts are actually written by like 13 and 14-year-olds.
Yeah. Probably so.
The kind of thing I would have done, I guess, if I'd had the inclination to actually write anything. Kind of game facts existed when I was 13 or 14.
And if there was a game that I was so comprehensively familiar with that I thought I could, I don't know, be of use.
Yeah, there's a Halloween party tomorrow at Werebear's house. We should go.
Oh, yeah.
I need to come up with a costume. What are you doing this year?
I'm doing the thing that Smooth Mooth suggested to me at con, which is to wear one of our Naga t-shirts and make little wire arms and legs for my head and be a gnome riding on a Naga.
I see. What are you going to do with your legs?
I'll just wear black jeans like I usually wear, and they can be the Naga's legs.
You could dress your legs as two other things. You could dress each of your legs as an elephant and be a gnome riding on a Naga riding
on two elephants.
Well, I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
I wonder if I can find some, like, black arm-length gloves somewhere.
Probably a store for goth girls.
Mm.
So, you know, Hot Topic, or I guess Torrid's not goth anymore. Torrid's just for big girls of all walks of life.
Really?
Yeah, mm. that's what Scully said, I guess.
That's an odd name for just a women's big and tall store.
Yeah, it's just become sort of akin to Lane Bryant, I guess. My wife had seen something funny. She was like, I think I might be exaggerating this because in my imagination it's funnier because there was a Victoria's Secret right next to a Lane Bryant, and the window of the Victoria's Secret said huge lingerie sale. And that's funny. Oculus says he's going to have to find a cardboard box and make a weighted companion cube costume, which you'll think is funny when you play Portal.
Yeah, I've been unable to avoid a small number of spoilers.
You should, I don't know, I feel like with the details turned down, it's just as fun. You could probably play it on some machine that we have here. I think Xeno installed it on his laptop, didn't he?
I think he tried, but he couldn't get it. Like, the first portal made him crash.
Oh, huh. That sucks. Yeah, good game, everybody. Buy it. Play it.
We should,
buy it for $20 on Steam. Don't buy the orange box.
We should do the weighted companion cube as this year's pet rock for Crimbo.
Yeah, that'll make some sense.
Yeah.
Sorry about the low energy, people.
Woo!
We're gonna run out of questions.
Woo! Does that help?
What's an FG? NC Sorcerer's question is something from last week, but like when you use it, you get an effect that has to do with the time consuming process in the Star Wars FG.
No idea.
Farting game? like fart hockey? Ashlyn says, so how's that spastic colon? Got any better? No, I'm maintaining a spastic colon because it helps me with my fart hockey. FG references. I don't know what an FG is.
Yeah.
There was Glebe's question about the guy singing opera. SF Warlock says, on the topic of gay Dumbledore, my friend said, great, now Rowling is just making shit up. I wonder what she thinks Rowling was doing before.
Yeah, you didn't know this was a documentary?
Jedi Knight Amun 90205 says, when do you plan on implementing NS 15? Eventually.
Yeah. It's not, I don't think we're even going to think about it until the other game is finished, probably, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be a while. What? What's the name of Ashlyn's ghost? He's asking if I think it's offensive. Oh, it's bulimia.
That's funny.
But it's insensitive to the plight of people with eating disorders.
Well, so is delicious food.
I guess that's true. Jedi Knight Amu 90205 also says, also, when do you plan on filling up the random white spaces left on the map? Well, we're never going to fill up random white space just for the sake of filling up random white space.
Yeah, white space isn't bad. If it were all filled, that'd be, I don't know, it might be too much for new people to deal with all at once.
The move says, I always thought Robot Chicken was pretty whack. Isn't it always like, imagine if Alf kicked Gary Coleman in the balls? I mean, there's some of it that's like that, but yeah, those segments are usually like 2 seconds long, so it's sort of forgivable that they're light on content. There's a lot of really funny stuff on Robot Chicken. Hey gents, have you ever thought of making a level 30 or 31 food just for the hell of it? And we kind of talked about this last week. Like, you know, I could see making sort of ridiculously high-powered equipment that you can only equip at level 30 or 35 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, because it kind of doesn't matter what's going on with your stats at that point. But
it'd be stuff that would be useful for, like, basementing or something.
Sure, yeah. Or if we start doing, like, high-level bosses, you know.
Yeah, like cubic zirconium weapon or something.
Sure, yeah. I don't know. I've thought a lot about high level content and how that would be kind of neat. Because we, like, it just gets super, super optional at that point, right? So, I mean, we could just make really mean bosses. Because, like, the Naughty Sorceress was kind of fun, right? But it was really hard to design the Naughty Sorceress in the beginning because she had to be, it had to be something that was sort of challenging but doable for every character at every level. But I mean, right, designing a boss like, nope, you have to be level 30 to beat this, and it's not easy even when you're level 40, like, man, that'd be fun. The problem with putting food and booze up that high is that you don't want, well, we don't want, you know, turn inflation to keep going up. Whereas weapons can do exponentially more and more damage, and that's not a big deal. Turn, you know, food can't give exponentially more turns, because then, you know, every level 50 meat farmer is getting twice as many turns, you know.
Yeah.
Inferno Hero says, Jick, the image server, it kills me. Should be better now. We've had C.D. Moyer on the case with some optimization wizardry. Wizardry, I tell you, black magic!
Things like deleting 800-page random ramblings threads.
Actually just setting it up so that the forum can handle those. Because they're important. 800-page.
Sure.
Yeah. I would just destroy everything on the other side of that asymmetric.net forums label, I think, if it was... and there's probably people who really enjoy those forums.
Well, yeah, but I don't feel that those games need to be allowed to go to 800 pages. I think if it hits 20, then start a new thread and destroy the old one. I mean, there's not even any point to archiving it, because all it is people posting a random word.
Right. Yeah, agreed. I mean, it would be, you could write them a really no-frills web app to do the same thing to their heart's content. Yeah. Looking at some questions. Pussy Willow says, "Hello, I was wondering, for next Halloween, can we be arrested if we wear the clown suit? Arrested and given 40 turns of beaten up from the, quote, police, quote?" Huh.
That sounds like it might be a reference to some event I haven't heard of.
Yeah, that's a little spooky, because, I mean, you know, some sort of fake police that goes around beating up clowns is almost as creepy
totally
as clowns.
I would totally join.
Would you?
Yeah.
Really? Are you sure it's not just mimes pretending to be police? Are they very silent? Do they just pretend to drive up in their cruiser? I wonder if it would hurt if a mime pretended to hit you with a blackjack.
There is that,
Or pretended to play blackjack with you.
There is that, Dr. McNinja comic where he defeated Ronald McDonald by miming shooting him with a rocket launcher.
Huh. Yeah. That sounds great.
Dr. McNinja is awesome.
All right.
It's got Ben Franklin.
Are you one of those people who likes Order of the Stick?
I do like Order of the Stick, actually. It is not my favorite, but it's very good.
Once a comic goes past 3 or 4 panels, I just lose interest.
Yeah.
Even the 6-panel Cyanide and Happinesses are a little too cerebral for me.
Wow. Your attention span is awesome.
No. It's actually not. Because the 6-panel ones were the... Joke's on you, that was my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's hard to explain it to anybody or show it to anybody, because it relies on reading the comic and then reading that comic.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody who goes through the archives is going to do it backwards, because that's what you do. And, oh, that may not be true. I guess I'll start from the beginning if I really want to read every
of a
comic on a
webcomic.
I'll start at the beginning
or something.
Forward,
yeah. Yeah, Lycra Shampoo got me into like 3 new webcomics recently.
What are they?
Let's see. They are
Penny Arcade.
They're
Penny Arcade and XKCD.
Zebra Girl. Gunners Krieg Academy something? Gunners
oh,
Krieg something?
I saw that was linked to on something. Medicine or something.
Neil Gaiman
likes
it.
Yeah, Neil Gaiman likes it. That's what they say. It was...
And Friendly Hostility is the third one.
I read through the first little chapter of Gunners Krieg. It was alright.
Yeah. It's cute. Well written.
Good bar. Hey, I've been looking for you. For the love of all that is holy, fix the entire black pepper as an item needed for the tower. I spent 2 days so far trying to get it, and so far I've only gotten 3 black picnic baskets. It's aggravating. I don't care about speeding through this run as much. That seemed like it was going somewhere, but did not.
I admit that one is kind of rough.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's.
We could put some really expensive black pepper in the black market.
Or we could just make the picnic baskets
more likely
to drop pepper if you don't have one.
That makes sense.
You know, because although that gets confusing for trying to code that in multi-use would be a little rough.
Well,
it's possible though.
There's other stuff that is different in multi-use for the first one you use than for the subsequent ones. So,
That's
like that L-Farm raffle ticket.
Sure, sure. That's that problem is only as hard as saying, "Hey, Zeno, write this code such that the first time." I mean, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. The first time it picks one. If you don't have what, like, if you don't have one, it's a specific chance, right? And then as it's cycling through, figuring out how many of each item to give you, the first time it picks one, it can just toggle the chance. That would actually be pretty trivial. Blood Axe says, I was just watching Beauty and the Geek, and they went to Comic-Con. I was hoping that maybe, just maybe, I would get to see the KOL booth just to have my dreams crushed. Wait, why would seeing the KOL booth crush your dreams?
Because it would turn out we're not beautiful supermodels.
I'm a beautiful supermodel. Actually, I'm a beautiful mermaid.
I'm a pretty, pretty princess.
No. I every time I get in a pool now, I go out of my way to cover my nipples up with my hair and say, I'm a beautiful mermaid. Because I am. Spleen Master says, do you think KOL will need another server to accommodate the increase in traffic come Crimbo? Crimbo come she will. I don't think so. It might slow down. Might be a little rough. But it's not worth buying extra hardware that we're not going to use 95% of the time because of the 5% of the time when it's getting hammered on.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. It is not... The Crimbo content this year is also not going to just be indefinitely farmable, so that will make a huge, huge difference.
Yeah. That's true. Cool.
Yeah, which I mean, there's still gonna be a lot of multis coming out of mothballs, you know.
Yeah.
There's gonna be higher usage and stuff. So
I'll have to blow the dust off of Raph.
Raph Coster still can't go home. That was pretty funny when we went to meet him and we were afraid they weren't gonna let us into the restaurant
because
we had Raph and Raph. Yeah. You made that joke when we got into the office, but nobody got it. And then we just looked like idiots because we were all like, ha ha.
Yeah.
Valera says, what brought about the decision to use ferrets as air support / attack? I mean, sure, ferrets love to go up, but they're really clumsy and like to fall, too. But ferrets love to go up? It's just a weird...
You should put that on Wikipedia page for ferrets. Trivia. Ferrets love to go up.
Your mom loves to go down. Well, it was a reference to some kind of webcomic.
I think it's
Sluggy Freelance or something.
Yeah, I think it's a Sluggy
Scully
reference.
Reads. You guys in your comics that...
Yeah, I'm up to like 30 of them that I read.
Wow, Jesus.
All just huge list of icons all across my bookmark bar in Firefox.
Huh.
I had to get a special extension to turn the bookmarks bar from words into just the little icons.
Huh.
So I could fit them all on.
See, I feel like... I mean, this just wouldn't work because they rely on advertising revenue or whatever, but I might read 30 webcomics if I could just go to the comics page and it's the 30 webcomics from today, you know? But, I mean, kind of aggregated.
You might be able to do it sometimes depending on how they code their site. Like, if every comic image file has an automatically generated or predictable file name.
Well, I think they sort of try and prevent you from doing that is the thing. Like, writing something that... I mean, a lot of them have RSS feeds, right? So they might have that information. I don't know. I don't even know, man. ACM says, regarding socialized medicine and not trusting our government to do anything competently, it's worth noting that we've actually tested that principle. Medicare and the Veterans Administration, before Bush raped it a couple years back. Is there anything Bush doesn't rape? Provide better service slash cost ratio than any private insurer or group health plan in the nation. Plus, they allow portability, like when you're on vacation, the hospital can still know that you've had X and Y in the past and treat accordingly, and other merits. While none of the Democratic candidates are actually suggesting anything close to a socialized system, their suggestion shouldn't worry you on that front. I don't know, I feel like for every good thing I've ever heard about veterans' hospitals, I've heard 20 bad things about veterans' hospitals.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's just a squeaky wheel, you know, is the one that you notice.
And maybe it's just that we've been hearing about it since it started getting bad again or something. Since Bush started fucking it up or...
Curious points out the bad ASCII art had one hit point and was not vulnerable to dictionaries. Bug or... yeah, it actually had zero hit points. interestingly enough, you could twiddle your thumbs and still win that fight. Because it got... Scully spilled it and didn't give it any numbers, and it just it made it in without... anybody ever. It had zero power, zero toughness. All it had was a description and drops. And yet, it didn't have an element set. So, the bad ASCII art is now an actual monster instead of just a sort of a cardboard cutout of a monster that, you know, the wind from you walking by will not get over.
I may have done similarly for the monsters in the magic. Mysticalities.
It's possible. I mean, those. We have to test that fight so much, though.
That's true.
We'll know right
away. That is going to. The dev guys are going to have to hammer on that quite a bit, I think, to make sure it's balanced.
Prestige says, in the Wormwood, there was an adventure called A Few Chintz Curtains, Some Throw Pillows, It, which got its name changed. What was it originally supposed to say?
Supposed to be, it's a real. It could be a real fixer upper or something like that.
Oh.
It could if you it's got potential. I don't remember exactly. It's a reference to that Young Frankenstein bit that I think they anticipated in the wiki is what it was probably a reference to, as I believe they're correct.
I see.
But there just wasn't enough room, so I went in and took the comma it off of the end of the title.
BioSpark says, just so you know, more for Scully's benefit than anyone else's, the new Discworld book, Making Money, might have a reference to you guys. There's a mention of something having 11 dimensions, but not more, as that'd be silly. It's not totally impossible. He's referenced they might be giants before, or he might like time zones, or it might just be a coincidence. I'm leaning towards coincidence.
Yeah, I think...
If he was gonna reference something, I feel like he would do it in a way that was
I believe obvious. That it might actually be a reference to quantum mechanics. I think there is... I may be misremembering, but I think there is, like, discussion among the theoretical physicists over whether there are 10 dimensions or 11.
I see. And Naked Juice says, I'm turning 21 during your show tonight. Woo! Party! I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Pour another glass of absinthe.
I am going to put a special party hat in the Demon Market at Rollover just for you. Hey, Rollover has started. C.D. Moyer thought the ASCII monster was supposed to be that way. But it wasn't. It's actually supposed to have 30 times as high a stats as the other monsters in the semi-rare. Ha ha, you're dead! just kidding. Arshley asks, what happened to the new shirts in the merch store? They are theoretically being put in during the show. And after the show, I will write some text for them and actually put them in the store.
Calendar 2?
Yeah. Calendar 2.
Cool.
Badgerus says, can you give everyone an ability to kick me, as I think I might be the biggest asshole in the kingdom? And he spelled asshole A-S-S-W-H-O-L-E, which does, in fact, make him an asshole.
Yeah, but the biggest one in the kingdom? I don't know.
Yeah, that's... You got a lot of competition.
Yeah.
Amplitude, is calling me on the damn phone. I thought maybe he was calling me because the radio was fucked up or something, but everything seems fine. So, he's just calling me because he doesn't know that I'm on the damn radio. If I could actually get him on the air, I would answer the phone, but that wouldn't work. LOTE points out a gender anomaly in some of the KWE stuff.
Sure, isn't it just because of India?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to put it in that thread that we maintain. To-do lists from radio shows that I look at exactly every radio show and never anywhere else. That's not true. Actually, every once in a while I go through those, and those are usually the source of the million trivial update Mondays.
Million trivial update March.
TZBG says, listening back to radio shows and heard the comment from 913 that all Asians look alike. Check out the website alllooksame.com to see how much they do look alike. I went to that website and there was no content that I could find, so I gave up. Mailbox Head says, today's Jew hat upgrade, best update ever.
Wow. Upgraded the Jew hat?
Well, I made it so it just has to be in your inventory to give you the buff duration increase, so that just to save the people who, because they can, they have to equip it every time they cast a single turn of a buff. I think the cat is eating carpet because the cat is a lesbian. Curious says, there's been discussion of NPZR meat farming lately. Has it deprecated the leprechaun? Does it stress the servers? Is it just as degenerate a strategy as stasis? Nerf-worthy? Certainly nerf-worthy. If it is the case, and I believe it is, I believe that the whole NPZR farming thing has emerged as the sort of most effective way to farm meat, and that is fucked up.
Yeah.
If the most effective way to farm meat does not rely on, you know, meat yielding familiars, or really make a difference where you're farming, then that's just wrong. And yeah, you know, it's always been one of those things that, like, someday I'm gonna get annoyed enough to nuke it, and I haven't gotten around to it yet. Although I'm gonna put it in my to-do list. Yeah. Enjoy your NPZR farming while you can, farmers. Farmers insurance. Too bad they didn't get farmers insurance.
Ho-ho.
Against acts of nerf. Glebe says, Jick and Riff has been doing a lot of radio shows lately. Did you two create him just to be a radio show lackey? We actually created him to, like, make sandwiches for us and bring us drinks. But he was too dumb, so we just put him in charge of the radio instead.
Yeah.
Istanbul says, if you could have any one superpower that you don't already possess, what would it be? The ability to see through the walls of girls' locker rooms.
It's the big three are, like, invisibility, teleportation, and time stopping.
Those are the big three?
Yeah.
I guess teleportation, you don't have to fly.
Right.
Man, that'd be handy.
Being able to fly?
Being able to teleport.
Oh, yeah.
You get so many errands done.
Wouldn't need a car.
You'd probably... I feel like my muscles would all just atrophy to the point... Walking from the computer to the kitchen and the bathroom. and now that I have stairs in my house, it's even a little more rigorous, you know? Even walking to my car and back and, like...
Imagine the house you could have, though. You could build, like, a giant castle that's just made out of, like, cement holes in the ground that have no doors. You could just teleport from one to the other.
Cement holes in the ground.
You
just wouldn't need just doors.
You wouldn't need doors.
It wouldn't really save you any room, right? I mean, it's not like a door is taking up space.
Yeah, but it'd be, if you were a supervillain... It'd be completely defensible.
That's true. That's true. But if you had superpowers, why would you be a super villain? I think that I would just be like a super... super apathetic bystander. No, I mean, I don't really want to take over the world, and I don't really want to, like, risk my ass stopping people from taking over the world, yeah, you know? Yeah. So it's like, I'd be like a super, you know, my house would be super clean, and like, you know, I'd
it would be difficult, though, like, once you start thinking of ways in which you could use the superpower to make a ton of money.
I guess. You could teleport into a bank vault.
Yeah.
And take just enough money to buy, you know, a sandwich. Every time you wanted to buy a sandwich. That'd be kind of funny, actually, that you rob banks like $3-4 at a time. Just whenever you need something. You could, but I mean, you could also just teleport to the center of a mountain where there's some gold. And take the gold.
I don't know.
You have to know where the gold is. Maybe one of your other powers could be knowing where gold is.
There'd also
and being
have
able
to
smelt
like
it with your ears or something.
There'd have to be like a U-shaped hole in the middle of the mountain where you could teleport into.
Why would it have to be U-shaped?
Well, at least U-shaped. It'd have to be at least...
Oh, like Y-O-U shaped.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like,
not...
I'm like, what the fuck? You have a different way of getting gold out of the insides of mountains than any I've ever thought of. Oh, boy. Jarko Lips says, I'm back in charge of the same bar! Mine's a Guinness. Is that, like, a Guinness slogan?
I think it is.
Mine's a Guinness, man. There's that one where that ostrich swallowed the guy's pint.
Yeah.
And you can see it in the ostrich's neck. My goodness. My Guinness. So the bar in Ealing had Guinness and Guinness Extra Cold. Which was weird.
Huh.
I don't know what the story was with that. You could get room temperature Guinness or extra cold Guinness. It was like a couple degrees shy of room temperature. I wish the beer had been better.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't as Hot Stuff would say, bad. It just, it could have been better.
Cider was perfectly good.
Yeah, yeah. Because England, they're a lot more progressive in terms of like making homosexuals happy than we are here, so
hey.
It makes sense that cider would be widely available. Well, sorry, homosexuals and women.
That's better. Hey.
Zombie says, Jick, can I have license to marry, please? Wow, he's talking like a zombie. Lislar has encountered a bug, which I'm going to fix right now. Well, I'm going to fix this as soon as rollover's over, and that command actually goes through. Tellurium says, why must the radio show always start so late at night? It's 11 p.m. Atlantic time for me, and I can't sleep past this time due to college. Could you people start a bit earlier, please? And you can always just download the show from the archive. Of course, if you don't know about that, then, you'll never hear it. But, hey, F.U., I'm a Dragon, turned 20 today. You're like, 1 year and 1 day younger than a naked Jew. You guys should make out. Regardless of gender or sexual preference or geography. Yeah, we are totally going to run out of questions like super early. Jose Cuervo says, could we have companion WAF, a witch's air force, to go with the wizard action figure? Something like a scantily clad witch on a broom? Speaking of scantily clad witches, I gotta figure out what I'm gonna be for Halloween. I'm thinking a scantily clad witch.
I thought you were gonna be Salvador Dali.
I was.
Oh, I thought I remembered you saying that.
Huh. How was I going to do that?
I don't know. I think you were going to grow your mustache out real weird.
I should try that real quick.
Yeah.
Boing! That'd be cool.
That'd be a good superpower.
Yeah. I got my I got my sideburns to like 3 inches. I should start waxing them. What I really want to do is grow out my mustache, right? Grow out a mustache and start waxing the ends of the mustache and have it connect to the sideburns, which I will twist up so that I just have like these weird like handles on either side of my face.
You could get those little orange plastic wiring connectors to screw them together.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just some electrical tape.
Yeah.
That'd be hardcore. Fox says, it would be funny to have hot versions of all the female monsters in the game, drawn by Sin or one of the other artists in the community, which were only visible with beer goggles equipped. That's kind of funny, actually.
That is kind of funny. Huh.
It'd be a lot of work, and it'd be ongoing work for every time we added a
female monster. Female.
There are very few female monsters.
Yeah, there aren't many.
Yeah.
Huh. You should make a note of that somewhere so we don't forget. We could get a pretentious artist to do
them. I don't know. I don't know how into stick figures he is. They wouldn't have to be stick figures, I guess. They could just be like... They could actually just be photographs of naked girls. That'd be awesome. Honus Carbuncle says, I like the latest trivial update. How about adding PvP rank when looking at other people's clans? Huh. That's actually something that... That's actually something that could display only if your stone was broken, and because you would presumably care, and nobody else would. And Naked Juice says, "Get back in the box, Chicken Riff. I'm drinking whiskey and Pabst in honor of the Jig Show." Well, a good man.
In one glass?
Yeah, that'd be gross.
Yeah.
I guess you could have like a whiskey and Pabst boiler maker.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. In Boilermaker, you don't mix the whiskey and the beer in Boilermaker. So you just drink the whiskey and then drink the beer.
Yeah.
I need to start making Colonel Mattersons again. It was a drink that I invented after reading One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and it just involves like first you put some ice in a glass and you say the ice is the glass, and then you pour some gin over the ice and you say the gin is rainbow, and then you pour some tonic water into it and say the rainbow is Mexico, and then you squeeze a lime into it and say the wood is Mexico. And then it's basically, you know, you make a gin and tonic while talking like Colonel Mattersons from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And then there was the Ruckley, where you say, fuck the wife, and then drink a beer. I did actually used to make Colonel Mattersons fairly regularly in front of people.
We had a drinking game that was like a drink mixing game where we'd get all the different kinds of booze we could find and all the different possible mixers we could find and take it in turns to invent a new drink. But the rule was that everybody had to taste it, but if there was any left, you had to drink the rest yourself.
Huh.
Sort of punish the people who attempted to punish everybody by
right,
making
like
disgusting things.
Yeah, vodka and motor oil.
Yeah.
We tried at this bar when I was in school. We asked them what the most disgusting drink they had was, because we wanted to buy somebody a shot and we just wanted to be something really sick. And like, we have a drink called a gorilla fart, but I don't know what's in it. Like, oh, okay. And I think we ended up just getting him a cement mixer.
Yeah.
The whole like curdle in your mouth thing, which I had one once, and it wasn't that bad, so
I think the only one I remember from that game was cheap beer, peach brandy, Bloody Mary mix, black pepper, and grated Parmesan cheese.
Huh.
I called it the Joe Don Baker. It was pretty nasty.
But then you had to drink it all.
Yeah.
I feel like without the brandy, that would have been fine.
Possibly, yeah.
Because a Bloody Mary, you know, a Bloody beer with Parmesan cheese would just not, you know, it's like not really any grosser than a Bloody beer. The pretentious artist used to drink a lot of Bloody beer. And he would drink beer and Clamato some of the time. Then later on, he admitted that he was mostly just drinking Clamato because it was weird and he didn't actually like it that much. It's like he disliked it, but he eventually just switched back to regular tomato juice because there was no point in it.
Clamato apparently asked French Stewart if he would do some radio ads for them, and slogans and stuff, and the one that he suggested to them was, "Clamato, it's delicious, so long as you don't get any in your mouth."
See. And there's the scene in that Simpsons where he's in New York and the street vendor only has Mountain Dew and crab juice. Zortag says, Roderick's text reads, "I am Roderick, the staff crafter of the league." Is the staff crafter part on purpose or a typo? It's on purpose. And how fucking lucky was I that there was a cheese that had the word rod in it? Like, if there'd been, like, staff maker cheese, that would have been slightly luckier, but, like...
What is it again?
Roderick.
Roderick.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, Wikipedia... in all things. And Naked Juice says, "I tried to get some absinthe in honor of Riff, but I couldn't find any place that sold it in anything but a glass, and I needed it to go." You pretty much have to buy it from...
Yeah, you have to get buy it like from online. France.
Oh!
Online!
Yeah, I've still got a good amount from that first order that I placed.
Yeah, I've still got like 4 bottles.
Yeah. Got that bohemian stuff, which is terrible.
Really?
It's like all the bad parts of the flavor and none of the good parts.
Huh.
My wife likes it better, because it doesn't have the... I mean, she likes it because the taste isn't as strong. But it's just like... It's like watered-down NyQuil. It's not...
Hmm.
I mean, the regular absinthe definitely has that NyQuil kind of thing, but, like, the taste of it is so sharp that it's like...
Yeah.
You know, it's the taste kind of overpowers itself, I guess. You know, it's like, I feel like if I'm gonna drink something that, well, I mean, I wouldn't say that it doesn't taste good, but I guess if I'm gonna drink something that has a strong flavor, I would rather have the flavor very strong than try and water it down, you know. Like, yeah, watered down Coke is gross. Like,
yeah,
Coke, like, if a lot of ice melts in it, it's just like, you know, I like the flavor, but when it's that weak, you get, I don't know, it's like the sweet parts weaken first.
Yeah, it's like there's, like, just watering something down to weaken it. I mean, it weakens it, but it does it in such a weird way. It's not like just, if it's not the same as though the drink just initially had a weaker flavor.
Right.
It's like making it flat, like a flat soda.
We should take a break and let some questions pile back up.
Sounds good to me.
I don't know if rollover's over yet. I don't think it is. Yeah, roll. Wow, weird. Should it still be rollover?
Huh, I wouldn't have thought so.
Let's check progress. I haven't looked at this in forever. Oh yeah, it was still it's just still backing up DB2.
Mm.
17 minutes 13 seconds. That's, I don't know what took so long. God, the inventory backup is up to 7 minutes a day. That's crazy. It's crazy, I tell you. I'm gonna take a music break, but as always, I'm gonna sit here and hem and haw about what music to play. How about a bunch of Magnetic Fields?
While you're deciding, I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
Get yourself another drink. How about some songs? 4, 5, 6, 7, change. I'm going to go a little long. Yeah, this is fascinating. Fascinating radio. Wow, this is really sort of difficult to use this interface when you can only see three lines. Okay, here's a bunch of magnetic fields.
Fall in love with me, and we only recently met. You, I'm in love with you, but you might decide I'm not. Give me a week or two to go absolutely cuckoo. Then when you see your error, then you can flee in terror. Like everybody else does, I only tell you this, cause I'm easy to get rid of. But now if you fall in love, and now that I'm on the make, and if you make a mistake, my heart will certainly break. I'll have to jump in awake, and all my friends. Don't blame you, there's no telling what they'll do. It's only fair to tell you I'm a stupid cuckoo. Come fall in love with me, and we only recently met. You, I'm in love with you, but you might decide I'm not. Give me a week or two to go absolutely cuckoo. Let me see your error, then you can flee in terror. Like everybody else does, I only tell you this, cause I'm easy to get rid of. But not if you fall in love, and now that I'm on the neck, and if you make a mistake, my heart will certainly break. I'll have to jump on the lake, and all my friends will blame you. There's no telling what they'll do, it's only fair to tell you I'm a super cuckoo. It's only fair to tell you I'm absolutely cuckoo.
They say there's a sun in the sky, but me, I can't imagine why. There might have been one before you were gone, but now all I see is the night. So I don't believe in the sun. How could it shine down on everyone? Never shine. Stars.
it is your wings that make you beautiful, and I could make you fly away, but I could never make you stay. You said you were in love with me. Both of us know that that's impossible, and I could make you rue the day, but I could never make you stay. Not for all the tea in China, not if I could sing like a bird. Not for all North Carolina, not for all my living words. Not if I could write for you the sweetest song you ever heard. It doesn't matter what I do. Not for all my living words. Now that you've made me want to die, you tell me that you're unboyfriendable, and I could make you pay and pay, but I could never make you stay. Not for all the tea in China, not if I could sing like a bird. Not for all North Carolina, not for all my living words. Not if I could write you the sweetest song you ever heard. It doesn't matter what I do. Not for all my living words. It doesn't matter what I do. Not for all my living words.
Reno, Dakota, there's not an iota of kindness in you. You know you enthrall me, and yet you don't call me. It's making me blue. Pantone 292. Reno, Dakota, I'm reaching my quota of tears for the year. Alas and alack, you just don't call me back. You have just disappeared. It makes me drink beer. I know you're a recluse. You know that's no excuse. Reno, that's just a ruse. Do not play fast and loose with my heart. Reno, Dakota, I'm no Nino Rota, I don't know the score. Have I annoyed you, or is there a boy who, well, he's just a whore. I've had him before, it makes me drink more. Will you stay? I don't think so, but I'll
Dead air, everybody's favorite thing. I was fixing some problems with the special "It's a Naked Jew's Birthday Party" hat. One of which was that you couldn't see it, and the other of which is that it wasn't actually giving the MP that it was supposed to be giving. So happy feast of festival of Jarlsberg, everyone. I'm gonna make an announcement. So all that should be taken care of now. Was not quite ready. Texmurf says, a whole slew of items, wads, nuggets, elemental feathers, and the Nobgoblin firecrackers, are marked as meat-spinning components, but no recipes have been found yet. Are there actually public recipes, or are these tagged incorrectly? Neither. They're sort of tagged for future use so that we can implement the recipes without them being immediately spoiled, I guess. It's, of course, now you know that. The problem with introducing a new recipe is that it usually involves marking a new item craftable, and so it's just sort of self-spoiling because you see the new thing show up on your list. And yeah, it's Hot Stuff is always trying to get me to just randomly mark stuff cookable and meat smithable and stuff like that periodically to keep people guessing. But I don't know, just generates a lot of questions like this. True Evil says, thanks so much for the Jew hat change, nice to see you care. Also, the new clan thing is full of win for those who whitelist around. Yeah, I was feeling kind of suggestible this morning, and anyway, I couldn't use the computer in my office because they were installing these anti-brick shield Batmobile armor things on the back of the office, and we weren't supposed to use the computers because he was messing with the electricity. And so I had to use my laptop. So I was sitting out here with no distractions of any sort. And I just did whatever everybody in dev told me to do for like half an hour. It was awesome. And Naked Juice says, Riff, what was up with that mastermind link in chat earlier?
It's the thing I found. Do you remember the old, the original cover for the old Mastermind game that had the very mysterious-looking Bond villain character sitting at the table with the Asian woman on his shoulder?
Mm-mm.
Well, anyway, I found this article that was talking about it, and they, like, found the models that were used in that photo shoot, and made, like, the updated version with them in, like, the same poses and everything, except they're older looking now.
Well, really?
Told some story, the story about the photo shoot and stuff.
Well, they were pretty old.
Yeah.
To begin with. Well, I think I see. Yes. I do see. That woman's not wearing the same dress.
Well, no. I guess they kind of had to approximate.
And they're not in the same position relative to the table. And she's put on a lot of weight. I don't believe that they're the same. Uh-oh. Twinkly, or Party Hat Smash into Twinkly Powder. That's bad. I need to fix that real quick. Now you guys get to listen to me code. I don't exactly remember how this whole thing works. I'll have to look for this blacklist deal. Wait, that was not... Yeah, worthless equals... What is it, 2945 was the idea of that party hat? Yes. I should have listened to Dev and let them test this first. Okay. Party hat no longer smashes into Twinkly Powder, so you can no longer buy wads. Rockham says, will the quest for the Holy MacGuffin quest be expanded to include more Dune content ever? Probably not.
Probably not. I think we don't generally go back and... Well, okay, no, that would be a lie for me to say that. I was going to say we don't generally go back and change the council quests once we've... But,
I don't think it needs more. I mean, the sandworm will get some drops. But that's about it. GigaShadow555 says, nice choice of intro song. Not usually big on the hip-hop and whatnot, but Hey Ya is definitely catchy. Hip-hop, you know. Hey Ya is a song that white people can especially enjoy. AgriJag619 says, what is your opinion on global warming, Jick or Riff? It's a myth, just like the Holocaust and the female orgasm.
I'm going to go with him, yeah.
Sure. All right. ReepaCheep says, needs more nabob. Everything needs more nabob. JediNatAmu90200005 says, I just did my first post MS-13 Ascension, and I must say I love the casual Ascension option. My response, me love you long time because of this. Duff Killigan says, how you mine for Riff?
You don't. I'm not ore. I'm actually a legume. I grow on vines.
Squee says, what gives? Jick started the show with Hey Y'all instead of Hey Everyone or Hey Everybody that he always uses. Yeah, because I opened with Hey Ya, and so I said Hey Ya instead of Hey Everybody, which I do because I want to be just like Adam Carolla. Really in every way, except where he has a lot of cars, I just want a lot of porn. He also has a lot of porn.
Who does?
Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla. I guess I want as much porn as Adam Carolla, and for every car he has, I want a computer. Or a video game. I probably already have that, because it's much cheaper. JediNatAmu90205 asks, what version of Pokemon you're playing now?
I'm not.
He's not playing any Pokemon. Maylee Loaf says, dear Jake and Riff, what can one expect when going to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show for the first time? Bunch of douchebags trying to convince you that a really horrible movie is really good. I'll answer that.
Yeah. I couldn't really tell you because it's going to be different depending on the theater
you go to and
the people you're with.
If the first time I had ever seen it had been in a theater with people who were into it, it would have been an entirely different experience for me. We watched it sitting on the floor in Scully's bedroom, and we were too young to drink. Ceiling Mariachi says, Ola, Jick, just wanted to say that shirt looks great on you. Well, thank you. Putinesca says, is the Traveling Trader coming back soon? Ever? Yeah. We made him as a cheap way of doing Tuesday updates. Right? We figured, we'll just bring it back once a month, so every fourth Tuesday, the update will just be some random consumable. But, I don't know. If we had an interesting idea for an item and didn't have a likely place to introduce it, then that could do it. there's been less need for him post NS13, I feel like. Cause, although, I don't know. I say that because I don't even know that he accomplished the same good. What I was thinking was, like, there's the whole, like, you know, it's a way for people to kind of get a foothold in the economy, right? Limited access items. Because you know, if you're around for something a couple months later, you know, you can sell them to people for a profit who weren't around for it, or whatever. And you know, they're only going to get rare. And kind of the semi-rares were also sort of intended to fill that role. But I don't know if they do. I don't know if anybody cares about the semi-rares. I don't know anything. Riff, do you know anything?
About semi-rares? I know that they're rare, but not that rare. They're kind of, you know, semi.
Istanbul says, let me clear a few things up. One, I suggested the name for Ashalon's Ghost. Two, yes, it is offensive. At least it better be. Three, I'm not sorry or ashamed. Just like Arlo Guthrie is not proud or tired. And Naked Jew says, what did you mean about unfound trophies last show? There was this bug in the trophy hut where, and this is weird, if you didn't have a certain trophy earlier in the trophy list than these five trophies, the five trophies would not be available to you.
Huh.
I'm actually curious. I'm going to look at the Cable Wiki really quick and see which trophies they know about. Yeah. That whole, wow, there are nine undiscovered trophies. Which really? Leads me to believe that some of them. Yeah,
is that including the seven? Or no. Are there actually 16 undiscovered trophies?
There are 16 undiscovered trophies.
Wow.
Crazy. I don't understand some of the jokes that I make in the trophy picture names.
Yeah, I've been wondering about some of those myself.
The Crossroads one, my shrimps was dead and gone. That's the Pretentious Artist had this Robert Johnson album, this box set that had a song called Dead Shrimp Blues. As I woke up this morning, all my shrimps was dead and gone. Because somebody had been fishing in his pond. Phileas Foggy, the just like Tara Reid things about Tara Reid's TV show where she traveled around the world getting super drunk. So
is the one for getting all the spooky raven skills a reference to something?
How'd you do that, man? That's creepy. I don't know. I don't think so. I love a parade, but it doesn't love me back. Yeah, boy, I don't get a lot of these now. No, I think I get them all. Oh, there's a Neutral Milk Hotel reference. I'm going to stop doing that. CD Moyer says, semi-rares play a pretty big role in the speed game now. Not through pulling, but via fortune cookies. That's interesting that softcore strategy now involves leaving fullness open for fortune cookies.
Yeah.
Stike says, are there any new events coming up? Having joined recently, I've missed most of those. So are there any more things like the Time Rift or Stargazing, etc. on the horizon? Well, there'll be the Crimbo event.
Yeah. It's weird that so many of the events we've done in the game have been, like, cover-your-ass procedures.
Yeah, I mean, that's always... But, you know, people get into, like... People get into, like, sort of disaster recovery mode, and you get a lot more energy than you have when you're just complacent about...
That's true.
...about everything, you know? We need to fuck stuff up more often, and, Sorry about the quality of the show. Oh. Fock asks if his spooky pirate skeleton is offensive to people with eating disorders, and its spooky pirate skeleton is named Karen Carpenter.
Okay. Yeah. I don't get the reference there. Was she known for having an eating disorder?
Yeah, she was sort of skeletal anorexia. I think she died from it. Huh. I don't actually know that for a fact. If only there was some vast network of computers that I could consult to find out within 3 or 4 seconds of wondering how Karen Carpenter died.
Yeah. If only.
She died in 1983. Complications related to recovering from anorexia. Huh. She was 32. That's whack. Reba Cheap says, at the risk of repeating previous conversations, doesn't Spectral Pickle sort of cover high level, though it's slightly outmoded per your conversation a few weeks back? Well, it's not that high a level. Hey, now I'm just sneezing. I blame the cat. Southwest says, what's the word on the calendar? Last I heard it was going to be in the store soon, and that was about 3 weeks ago. Have they been sent out to the winners? I don't know, actually. I need to talk to Scully and see.
I don't know what the plan was for that.
We should send them a couple copies.
No.
Maybe five for their mother.
We should send a copy to the dude that did Noblesse Oblige's online calendar, too. I think I put his name in the credits. But
it wasn't the bot. Noblesse Oblige.
What?
It wasn't the bot. Noblesse Oblige.
No.
We could send the bot one.
Yeah.
Naked Juice says, you should read Control-Alt-Delete. I keep trying.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I every now and then I remember it, or somebody reminds me of it, and go, oh, yeah, and I'll read, like, a couple weeks' worth of the archive and then forget it again for another year. I have no reason for not liking it. It just doesn't grab me.
Robo Travolta says, my son asks, have you ever considered introducing any new character classes? We are never going to introduce any new character classes to this game. It would be such a hassle to change the code. I mean, I say that. It would take a week, probably. We've done things that were harder.
Well,
than adding a new character class, but it's,
yeah.
You know, it's the entire game is built around these sets of threes, so it would just be weird to have, you know, because what would be their stat focus, you know? Hey, we could add a fourth stat. Charisma. It's like Moxie, only... No, wait. Okay, Dexterity. Will...
No.
Spirit. Okay, we do spirit, and for every 200 points of spirit, you get one more point of MP regen from every item that grants MP regen.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, no, it's an important stat. GigaShadow555 says, the problem with Order of the Stick is the same as 8-Bit Theater. Got way too text-heavy.
That's not bad if it's good text.
Yeah, but it's not. It's just kind of boring.
It's an interesting story. No, it's not. I disagree.
Yeah,
I like
well.
It. I'm enjoying it.
Didn't he come out and say that he's just got some like weird debilitating illness that makes it so he has to spend like 70% of his time just staring at the ceiling and drooling?
Well, I didn't hear about that, but I don't read his blog or news.
It was something like there was like a big gap. There was a time when he quit writing it, and he was like, I don't like to talk about this, but like, you know, this is why I don't go to conventions. This is why I don't do anything that requires me to travel. Like, he's got some sort of disease that he won't say what it is that just it basically renders him useless at random and a lot of the time.
Huh. That's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Putinesca says, the picnic basket also has a really low drop rate. Will you raise that as well as making a better chance to get pepper? You know, the drop rate, you can adjust. Right? The actual dropping of pepper is something that you don't have any control over. So, I don't know that that's... Yeah. Southwest says, can we please have some monsters that are cardboard cutouts like the ASCII art was? At least one. That sounds like fun. Yeah. A zone where you're just fighting cardboard cutouts of other monsters in the game. Kind of they don't drop anything and they all have one hit point. I think that I might, have to sneeze again. And Naked Juice says, you can get absinthe in a few bars in New York, but only by the glass. That's weird. I wonder if it's legal to sell it in a bar.
By the glass, but not by the bottle.
It seems like it would be really... It seems strange. Although, you know, come to think of it, I feel like I've heard of bars here that had something like it. It might also be that kind of absinthe that doesn't have any wormwood in it that they can sell here.
Yeah.
Sleep says, I was listening to an old radio show, and Jake was complaining that he wanted to be able to use his iPod like an external hard drive. If he has the right generation iPod, he should use the Rockbox firmware. I don't know that I want to risk bricking my iPod. I'm one of those people that's, like, scared to put hacked firmware onto stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Gramp says, dude, this new holiday for the win!
Woohoo!
That's exciting. Hey, maybe people in the forums will have something positive to say.
Oh,
dare I hope? Dare I hope?
I still need to update my bookmark.
I wonder if... Maybe people aren't seeing that. I think I need to push the description thing because people aren't talking about the regen on the hat. So maybe people don't know about it. Rad Lad says, I had my 21st birthday last week. Couldn't celebrate it on KOL as I'm in OxyCore. No booze for me. And Naked Juice says, oh, so the hat is for me, is it? Best put that in the item description. No. I mean... I changed your name to Ramashalaka Laka Ravi Shankar. Have you seen that video?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it at your house, actually. I saw that episode.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
The scene where he's pushing the walls of the bathroom back and forth while he's sitting in the toilet.
Yeah.
So great.
I can't wait till that DVD comes out. Should be soon.
Prestige says, wow, I'm casting spells at -6 MP. Cool holiday, guys. And you're welcome for breaking your cat lamp. Gleave says, will the sandworm drop Beetlejuice? The scarab beetle should drop Beetlejuice.
Yeah. What happens if you drink three of them?
I was about to say, and if you drink three of them, Michael Keaton will show up and throw a batarang at you. and then lead your group of crazy people from the asylum on a crazy adventure through New York.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah. Every now and then, that weird little hello song will get stuck in my head.
I don't remember that.
I think it was like over the closing credits or something. Hello, 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 what a wonderful word, hello. Because that was like the only thing that the one character could say was hello.
I see. I remember Christopher Lloyd being pretty good in that movie. Christopher, I say that, but Christopher Lloyd has never been bad in anything ever.
Oh, yeah.
SF Warlock says, magnetic fields and a new holiday. You guys are awesome. There's a lot of new holidays. We decided as part of the calendar project that we were going to come up with a holiday for every KOL month and then put it in the calendar so that people would demand that it exist when they got their calendars. The calendar's actually neat.
Yeah, it came out really well.
Yeah, I'm impressed with Riff's graphic design and layout wizardry and
booyah
indeed. And yeah, it's neat. So if you've ever wanted a KOL calendar, a real calendar that also has the KOL moon phases in it, to confuse your coworkers, tonight we are prepared to sell it to you if you are prepared to buy it from us. I forget how much it's supposed to cost.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you're the one that gets to decide that.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know how much it's going to cost to ship it is the problem. Like, I think maybe Zly told me that it's like $1
for
shipping. So, yeah, if we do our typical thing, we can probably sell the calendar for like $10.
Yeah,
and that's a reasonable amount of money for us. I need to start doing what other businesses do and just mark everything up like 900% before I sell it. No, not really.
New Kingdom of Loathing calendar, only $999.95.
I'd pay $1,000 for that calendar. I did, in fact. Wait, no. I paid $1,000 for like 200 of them. But yeah, running real low on questions. I'm gonna do the secondary song break. I'm gonna take like five minutes, guys. And you guys send some questions. And more magnetic fields, because magnetic fields are good. Wow, this mouse on this table is just fucking terrible. Okay, 7 minutes, guys. 7 minutes. We'll see you in 7 minutes.
He is my Lord. He is my Savior. And He rewards my good behavior, my secret soul. I know He's seen it. He says, come here, baby, and kiss me like you mean it. He calls me, baby, says, kiss me like you mean it. He's always right. He's always patient. I pinch myself. It's like I'm dreaming it. He says, come here, baby, and kiss me like you mean it. He calls me, baby, says, kiss me like you mean it.
Tell you now that I leave. see that kiss me pucker for me. But maybe you should plug it with a beer. Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas. Love was a trucker's hand. Never stuck around long enough for a one night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know.
Questions now?
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked. Do you have questions? Riv, do you have any questions for me?
Nah.
Jedi Knight Amu 902005 says, I could have soared. Riff was talking about evolution and elemental types earlier. Perhaps I'm going deaf. Not elemental types. He was talking about the stats and what forms his Tamagotchi is going to...
Yeah.
Oh. Hogula says Goldberg's Ruby is a traveling trader item. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Goldberg's Ruby. Oh.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's such a cool idea.
Yeah.
Good old Hogulus, right here and now. Radlad says, the traveling trader could come by once a month with a new piece of equipment for a new outfit. That would be interesting, too. If, like, the first time he came with some, you know, traveling shoes and then some traveling underwears and then some traveling hat.
A full six-piece outfit.
Yeah. Oh, God, this fucking mouse. Valera says, is the traveling trader an employee of the pickle factory? P.S. Let a movement for scrolls of Geno rape begin. Yeah, he should come back with a scroll of Geno rape. It allows you to simultaneously rape every every monster of a certain type, and so they're all too sore to fight you.
Possibly.
Duff Killigan says, by the way, have you guys implemented the latest Ultra Rare? I just got my third yesterday, and I remembered you said something about a new one. Yeah, it's funny. The new Ultra Rare has been encountered over and over and over again, but the fights never finish because it's always encountered by people fucking farming with Mafia. The wiki doesn't know about it. Like, Rickett says, when I get a hound dog from the Bounty Hunter Hunter, I'm going to name it Untitled Dakota Fanning Rape Project. Good old Untitled Dakota Fanning Rape Project. That's what I would name a dog if I had a dog in real life. And you could just call it Dakota for short. Yeah, and nobody would think you were weird, right? Except like the American Kennel Club. So what was it that we found out? You can't name a dog Fuck, but you can name a dog Faggot, but you can't name a dog Fuck with the American Kennel Club.
I have some friends that have a purebred Chihuahua that one of those organizations got pissed at them for naming it ZXB80.
Why?
I have no idea.
That doesn't actually mean anything. Like,
no,
it's offensive.
Just three letters
like some
and a number.
Debilitating Chihuahua disease, and they didn't think it was funny. Like,
nope.
Oh, I see. So they just named it like a robot.
Yeah, basically.
That's cool. That's cool.
Oh, like if you had more than one of them and just enumerated them.
I had a whole bunch of goldfish, and they were all named Electricity.
Huh. Why?
I wanted to have... I decided that there weren't enough people in the world named Electricity, so my plan was to have six kids and name them all Electricity, and their middle names would be, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Like, Electricity 1 Johnson, Electricity 2 Johnson. But then I sort of came to the realization that any woman that I ever told that to would never have sex with me, so it was probably a doomed plan. So I just decided to have a lot of goldfish named Electricity, and
that makes sense.
Goldfish, I have bad luck with goldfish.
Yeah.
I found my old hexagonal fishbowl and all my goldfish stuff that was still all left over, and I should totally get another goldfish.
Yeah, maybe it's time to try again.
Yeah. Keep goldfish at the office. I'm afraid that my cats at home, who are ornery, would probably fight. Yeah. Plus, I shouldn't get a goldfish. What I should do is I should you know, pay the guy the $50 that he wants to get my gigantic saltwater aquarium that I accidentally purchased. But yeah, that's just one of those things that I don't particularly care about. So I'm just not ever getting around to calling the guy to, like, set it up, because it's just, like, sort of more...
Scully
more
had sense. That Siamese fighting fish or whatever,
yeah, like
over there that lived for a surprising long time, considering that no one ever remembered to feed it.
I mean, he got that from somebody who moved or something.
Yeah, somebody that Aaron knew.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the deal was with that. I got rid of that tank, finally. I was gonna give it to Goodwill or throw it away or something, but Zelaya was like, hey, I know somebody who would like that. I'm like, oh, okay. Gramp says, the party hat description doesn't fit in my pop-up window. Oh, yeah. that Ramashalakalaka Ravi Shankar is kind of a long word. I decided to interpret that as the name of the Pretty Prince of Parties.
Ah.
Oh, and I haven't logged out since before rollover, so I can't actually see the thing in the demon market. Bigglesworth says, will there ever be a familiar made from pixels? Yeah, the bit player. Yeah. No. Yeah. What were we going to...
We were going to do...
The Mini Koopa.
The Mini Koopa, yeah. Right.
We were doing that as a semi-rare, though. Although, what would be cool is if the... Is if the semi-rare... Okay, this is good. If the semi-rare in the 8-bit realm was an orange pixel, and for 3 orange pixels and some greens and some whites and a black, the guy could make the Mini Koopa.
That's cool.
As a familiar.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, because it'd be... Then it's actually a significant amount of work.
Yeah.
And it's like a few days of farming to get it. And that's... not really. It's like, you know, a few days of doing other stuff, eating a fortune cookie, and then going there once, but that's gonna do it. And then it could just be a familiar that does nothing.
Yeah.
you should make a wiki item about that, because that'll be pretty trivial to do. And the art's already done. All I have to do is shrink it down.
Shall I throw it on the to-do list from radio shows?
Sure, yeah. Thaddeus Mutton says the new stat should be heart. That's funny. or perhaps Pat Benatar. I mean, the heart class could try to understand that he's a magic man. If I knew any other heart songs, I'd make references to them now, but... Listlar says, as long as you read Penny Arcade, you're okay with me. Yeah. I liked Homestar's savaging of Penny Arcade in that email. I don't know if they really savaged them. The thing that impresses me the most about Penny Arcade is the just sort of retarded increase in visual quality over time.
Yeah.
That comic is like, really you go back in the day and it's like,
yeah. It's like, yeah, I've got like a couple of their books, their reprints, and just open the books, it's like, ah, shit.
I mean, I guess, you know, if you are like a reasonably competent person who's interested in things and wants to be good at stuff, you can't very well do something for 5 years and not get better at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've sort of accidentally gotten better at drawing stuff since the beginning of KOL. Like, there's some sort of, you know, you can sort of tell differences. I mean, like, luckily the style is such that it's not that big of a deal, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say we've definitely gotten better at designing content. But witness how popular NS13 is compared to NS11 with the forum dwellers. Somebody, I was reading in the comments of some game design blog that I read, and somebody was talking about how game developers responding to the complaints of people in forums is one of the like biggest bad forces at work in game design.
Because
decisions are getting made because of this like weird subset of people who complain too much, and I think we are aware of that and don't do it. And sometimes even to the point where we don't respond to things that they say even when they're right, which is probably Jupiter says, I need to do Adventures in Disguise. Will I miss out on anything if I adventure without a party hat on today? Nope, just the MP that you'd get from the party hat. This is a very content light holiday. They won't all be like this, the new ones. There's a couple that are, you know, as complex as anything we've seen in recurring holiday content. But there are also, you know, there are 3 or 4 that are not, there's not much going on. And the calendar works out pretty well, actually. We've got another new holiday, which is one of the fairly contentful ones. about this time next month. And then another one a week after that. I think. No. Right, 2 weeks? Less than a week and a half after that.
I don't remember.
Cottonmouth says, do you realize you're starting to reuse the same questions again since you have the lack of good questions? And then Alumfau. No. Cottonmouth says, do you realize you're starting to reuse the same questions again since you have the lack of good questions? Lumfau. No. Southwest says, what? The forum's not complaining about something? What are you guys on? I'll tell you what I'm on. The goddamn forums. And there are lots of people reading them, and they're not choking and causing the image server to crash out. That people were talking about the hidden property of the hat, restoring MP. That's just because I forgot to push the item description script that actually lets you see. This fucking mouse is driving me crazy. Like, every couple of minutes, it just decides that the pointer is going to just quickly jet to the corners of the screen. And not just one corner, like, all fucking over the place. Frustrating.
Maybe you need to, I don't know, fire the tiny gnome inside it that makes it work and get a better one.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah, speaking of heart, C.D. Moyer is fucking magic, man. He's optimizing. But a lot of what happened was a lot of what was happening was that threaded mode was using just this sort of retarded amount of memory on the web server compared to the other one. So just disabling that has actually, I think, pretty much that alone, that insight is what stopped the total collapses from happening. Which seems weird. It doesn't seem like that many people would be doing that. Because people are playing with it because it's neat. But Ashlyn says, also, if someone did the required thing for a bug trophy, would it be available now, or would they have to do it again? It doesn't... there's not really any way to answer that question. And Naked Juice says, for my birthday, could you go out on night swimming? If I have it. I do not have any REM on this computer. Sorry, man. I would have done it for you, but I... Oh, wait, you know what I do have, though? I have the network drive. Sure, and Naked Jew. Let's see. Media. Full albums. REM. Ah, Automatic for the people. Okay. All queued up. Reepa Cheap says, AT&T, we're tired of taking your crap, so we merged. Reepa Cheap is crazy.
I'm trying to remember what that's a reference to, but I don't remember.
Southwest says, my friends and I found in the halls a five of diamonds with a bunch of ethnically offensive words on it. We claimed it as our own, and now we play the race card on anyone and everyone. I remember... The Pretentious Artist. No, not the Pretentious... Doc Galactic telling me... And I've told this story on the radio before, but... He was walking down the hall of his dorm, and somebody had put this picture from, like, a black gay porn magazine of just this, you know, dude with a giant erection, and the caption, let's put the firm back in affirmative action. which people found very offensive. Glebe says, Con 4 item update. Shit, I knew I forgot something that I was going to do today. Zlaya has given me the list, so it is now entirely my fault that there are no Con 4 items. Jerry the Red says, if you were going to nerf the NPZR, would you take the Kokobo along with it? The Kokobo is, at last look, better than a Leprechaun as well. Not quite as good as an NPZR, though. Yeah, I mean, whatever mechanism I use to limit it. And, you know... I don't know. Like, JLE has often suggested just have it give you meat as a fraction of the meat that the monster would drop, And as long as you make sure that that's less than, you know, the chance of acting over 30 rounds, or the chance of taking meat over 30 rounds, that it would not... Yeah, okay. All right. Basically, you figure out what percentage of the monster's dropped meat it would have to be to make it not as good as a leprechaun at a given weight.
Okay.
And then you're done, right? It's no longer going to be optimal to extend combat as long as possible and do that. Stanley says, are there plans for a second series of tiny plastic figures in the store? Like the real world ones, is I'm assuming what you're talking about. I don't know, honestly. I mean, that, you know,
are they selling well?
I think we made our money back. They're not like, you know, there's people still buy them. I mean, they're trickling out. It's not. It was so much work. And so much time and just such a hassle getting those made that I'm not eager to do a second set.
I still don't have a set.
Oh yeah? Well, you can have one for a mere $25, Riff. Yeah, let's call it no for now. Bigglesworth says, the party hat is good. I picked the right time to be a Bad Moon Mist class.
Yay!
Bet Noir says, what does Jake have against Ohio that keeps him from Columbus next week? I don't have anything against Ohio. I have something against getting on airplanes. I decided, because I did so much traveling earlier in the year, that I was just not going anywhere until January. And sadly, that means I won't make Columbus. I guess I could drive, but I don't want to drive to Ohio either. So yeah, I mean, it seems like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That is kind of the one thing that we had going for the idea. I do not so much like the idea of moving Con to like January or February. Right. But the one thing that we were talking about that we could do is we could just start kind of sanctioning KOLumbus as the other official KOL get together, because it's already kind of got that momentum. And I don't know if it has that momentum because there's a lot of people who can't make it out here for Con but can make it to Ohio for a weekend. You know, because I mean, it's I feel like people in the Midwest are more tolerant of driving a few hundred miles somewhere than people in like California or out here, you know. I mean, maybe not so much that, but I don't know. I mean, Ohio is closer to more places. It's I did not realize how easy it is to drive from the East Coast to pretty firmly in the Midwest. Like,
yeah.
How much bigger the western part of the United States is than the eastern part is not immediately obvious from looking at a map, and I don't really understand why that is. Like, it freaked me out. Like, the time that I drove from, like, Baltimore to here, like, by the end of the first day, and it wasn't even a very hard day, I was like, wow, I'm in Illinois.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was expecting it to be, like, two entire days of driving, because I knew it was, like, you know, 4 days of driving to get home. I expected, you know, I'm like, okay, there's Arizona, there's Illinois, then there's the East Coast, and they're pretty much equidistant, but, like, no.
Yeah, we used to go to Maine every year. We'd drive from West Virginia all the way up into Maine and do it in like a day.
Prestige says, since you're going to be on the calendar, can you reveal to us the names of the other holidays? I don't know. Can we?
I think it should be a surprise.
Yeah.
I think if you want to know, you either have to wait for the holiday or you have to buy a calendar.
Yeah.
And if you buy the calendar, you get to read the funny text that Scully wrote and I wrote, but most of it was Scully, and about the holidays. And so yeah, you should buy a calendar. You should totally buy a goddamn calendar.
Yeah, and hopefully by
you should
tonight,
buy two or three of them. Yeah,
hopefully by tonight we'll have the ability in the store for you to buy a calendar.
Yep.
I think I'm gonna hand you off to the I'm assuming capable hands of Wombatalim. I don't know. I've never seen Wombatalim's hands.
Yeah.
Yep, so we're going to go out on Happy Birthday, a Naked Jew, who I hope is drunk. And maybe this song will bring a tear to your drunk Jew eye. All right. Good night, everyone.
Taken years ago, turned around back so the windshield shows. Every street light reveals a picture in reverse. Still, it's so much clearer. I forgot my shirt at the water's edge. The moon is low tonight. Fear of getting caught, the recklessness of water. They cannot see me naked. Those things, they go away, replaced by every day. Night swimming, remembering that night. September's coming soon, pining for the moon. What if there were two, side by side in orbit, around the fairest sun? The bright tide ever drawn, not described night swimming. I thought I knew you. You I cannot touch. You I thought you knew me. This one laughing quietly underneath my breath. Night swimming. Street light, a reminder, night swimming.